is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Well, really good to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon, and hope you'll give us a call. Join our conversation. 360-676-5464 is the phone number, and whatever's on your mind here on this Friday afternoon, we want to hear from you. We just want to hear it. We'll let you hear our take on it, maybe. Maybe just let you say it. It just sort of depends on what mood strikes us here on KGMI Connects. By us, I guess me. I'm kind of pushing the buttons, but I love to talk with people and get your thoughts, whatever they are. 360-676-5464. And as always, so much going on in the world and even in our backyards. That just would be really great if Iran attacked Israel, wouldn't it? I just said, you know, let's have a big escalation of what's happening there in the Middle East. That always goes really well. Disturbing news to wake up to today. But that's just one thing going on our little third rock from the sun, but hope you'll join us. 360-676-5464. John in Ferndale gets us rolling today, and you've got some thoughts about OJ, John.
Yeah, but you were also mentioning the Iran-Israel thing. And, don't forget our good allies, the Saudis, cutting oil production so that, you know, the price of oil will go up and they can get their guy, Trump, in office. I mean, but I was going to talk about OJ, and, you know, I lost a lot of friends over that verdict.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, police corruption is a problem. Mark Furman ought to be prosecuted. But OJ is a murderer. And eventually in the civil trial, he was held responsible, had his assets seized, and then later on he tried to steal them back. At least he got a 10-year sentence. The only thing that I'm sorry about, I wish he hadn't passed away so quickly. Hopefully he was in absolute agony, and I would have liked him to have lived in that agony for another year.
What hatred
towards this guy and what he did to our country. He set race relations back by decades. But you know, the silver lining to it was learning to live with this walking abomination who showed up here and there on the golf course because he's looking for the real killers. It got me used to, and I think it got us all like a nice callus to deal with the Trump abomination. How this guy who walks around, he's a rapist and a thief and a fraud and a wannabe dictator and a Nazi and all that stuff, right? Like,
okay.
Learning to deal with, there's OJ again, that's like, that gave me a muscle to deal with Trump
and
all of his, disgusting, because that's the thing. When you've defended democracy and when you've served your country and you know what it's all about, right? It's about the Constitution. And then you see a guy come along and say, I'm going to be a dictator. Well, he's going to get defeated now. He has no hope whatsoever after flip-flopping. And, he doesn't like what Arizona did? Well, buddy, you set it in motion. And, listening to the stories of these women who have to, they've had a miscarriage, and now they can't get the material out of their uterus, so they're going to become sterile. See, that's the thing. It's just these abominations and these slights. But, thank you, OJ, because you got me used to what the future was going to hold.
Okay, I guess I have to admit, I was wondering how John would turn OJ, the OJ situation, into a Trump thing, but anything's possible. That really is. I don't know, and thanks for your call, John. I don't know what OJ living in agony for months and months would, what that would accomplish or how that would help anything or how that would make anyone's soul rest easier. I guess OJ was acquitted in the criminal trial. It seemed to me, and to many, many viewers of, you know, just people who watched the trial at the time, that there was evidence, plenty of evidence to convict him. Circumstantial. But then you've got, as John mentioned, Mark Furman, the police officer who was disgraced, was found to have uttered racist statements in the past, and he was the guy who found the glove, the most incriminating item. There was a lot of fishy stuff going on in there, and you know, setting back race relations, it was the whole situation. It was people's reaction to what happened. OJ didn't set out to do anything as far as race relations. If you believe he's guilty, he set out to murder his ex-wife and a guy he was likely jealous of. But he didn't, you know, from you know all intents and purposes or what we can decipher, he didn't set out to rip, you know, the races apart here in the United States. He was a selfish guy who, you know, took two lives, if that's what you believe. And there are a lot of people who don't believe that. But, you know, as far as, you know, race relations, that was up to us and how we all reacted to that whole situation and that whole trial. And I heard it put very well, I guess it was CBS News that put it, you know, said it yesterday, that, you know, that whole trial, that situation, it involved so many aspects of societal and family relations, you know, domestic violence and race relations, racism, how different suspects are treated by the justice system depending on their status and so many issues at play there, and an unfortunate one, but it's history. But still one that I guess, you know, still lives with us today. But let's go to Majid, our friend Majid. Hi, Majid. What's on you're thinking Iran is on your mind, huh?
No, it's more than that. Okay, since you brought up O.J. Simpson, I remember that. Mm-hmm. 1990s, that he was racing on the freeway and with his Bronco.
Yeah,
and, you know, poor guy.
He was
a victim too, because it was a love triangle.
Well,
you know that, yeah.
Well,
because she got tired of him, started dating around, and you know, found this guy at the spa or whatever, you know, and they had a relationship, and he really pissed him off, you know.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean
he shouldn't have, and once again,
we're assuming that the verdict was wrong and that he was guilty in saying this.
Yes,
but,
he was.
But I
yes.
mean, if he did what he was accused of, there's nothing
yeah.
that his ex-wife did justified that in any way, shape, or form.
No, it was because, no, she cheated on him.
Well,
you see,
that doesn't justify.
When you cheat on somebody,
sure,
sometimes,
you walk away, it happens.
Passion.
Sure, it does happen.
They call it passion, yeah.
Crime of passion. Okay, well, that's...
Yes,
but,
it is.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's a legitimate defense. I don't know that you can be acquitted because you were inflamed. What's that?
Yeah, when I was 23 in California, I was going to college.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, after 7 years we lived together, she cheated on me.
Yeah.
And I caught her in my own bed, yeah, in my own house.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, yeah, it could happen. The man sometimes, you know, he goes crazy. He loves the woman too much. It happens, Joe.
But that doesn't excuse it.
I had the gun too. No, I had the gun. I was U.S. citizen. You know, this is 1983.
Yeah.
And yeah.
How did you react?
I walked out. I told her to get the hell out of my house. And
okay.
My mom warned me before, like a month before, but I didn't believe her. So I said, one day I'm gonna go and say I'm going for graveyard shift, and I did. I drove to L.A., came back. And then 2 hours later, there was a car in my parking lot, and I caught him in bed, you know, in my own house.
Well, that's a bummer.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it happens.
Right.
It's a passion. It's a crime of passion, you know. It could happen to a lot of men. I may not snap. There are people who snap.
Yeah, but that doesn't justify it. Just because you snap and you have to...
I know it doesn't justify,
okay.
But what are you going to do? He was a victim, too, in a way. Think about it. Put yourself in his shoes.
I wouldn't have done what he was accused of doing.
I know. But you wouldn't have... I wouldn't have either. But I'm saying there are some men, they can live with themselves. Or otherwise, you know... Do something like that, and then some, they kill themselves.
They were estranged. They weren't even a couple any longer. I mean,
yes. Yeah, for a while.
I don't know, Majid.
Maybe a month or two.
It sounds like you're excusing what happened.
He was kind of victim, too. That's what I'd say, yeah. He was kind of victim. He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have done that.
So if a man is caught cheating on his partner, it's totally understandable that the woman would go crazy and murder him.
Not in my religion. They slash him. You know that. They stone the woman, they slash the man 80 times. You can't even take one slash for, sleeping with other people.
Okay. All right. Well, don't... All right.
No. Well, okay.
All right.
Anyhow.
Okay.
Now, do you want to talk about another thing?
Well, real quick. What else do you have?
Do you think Iran is that stupid? Is going to... number one, they can level Tel Aviv in a matter of 10 seconds. Okay? Number one.
Iran can level Tel Aviv?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes, they can. Because they have bombs that go 2,800 kilometers.
Right.
That would go right in Tel Aviv. Okay? Yeah. And it's all computerized and everything. I mean, Persians are not stupid, okay? But they're not going to do that.
Right.
Not today, not tomorrow, not for a while. You know why? Hmm. Because do you think they care about a couple of generals? No, they don't. Mullahs are not that stupid either. Okay?
So what do you expect them to do? Will they have proxies? Will they have proxies attack?
Yes. No, they're like hawks. They sit there and watch and wait.
Okay.
And they're very patient. That's how Persians are. I know.
Because you're one.
They got the blood of waiting. Okay. Yes, just like Indians. Old Indians.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Majid. Well, we'll see what happens. So, it seems that, we've had all this warning and these predictions.
They're trying to scare America right now. They're smart. They're trying to scare Jews,
instead
of, in a matter of 2 days. But no.
Okay. All right, Majid.
It's going to take a while.
We'll see what happens in that situation. We'll take a quick break. Thanks for your call. We'll be back in a moment. 360-676-5464. It's KG Mike and X.
Join the 2024 Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show April 12th through 14th. Enjoy a jam-packed weekend full of fun events and inspiration for the whole family. Over 200 booths will showcase all that Whatcom County has to offer in home and lifestyle. And new this year is free admission. Plus, don't miss Whatcom County's first ever professionally sanctioned barbecue competition Saturday and Sunday. Competitors from all over the Northwest will compete for the title of Grand Champion and a $6,000 prize purse. And you get to taste your way through the event. Bring the family out to Fairhaven Floors Family Day from 11 to 4 with face painting, balloon animals, and meet Cinderella and Spider-Man. Plus, see the Reptile Man, a Lego building session with Lego Masters contestant Brad Bergman, and the Young Entrepreneurs Market. The Whatcom County Home and Lifestyle Show, presented by the BIAWC and sponsored by Judd & Black. April 12th through 14th at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds. More info at BIAWC.com.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, save up to $80 instantly, plus $50 with financing for a total of $130 off a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a gift to say congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you. Did I just step into a Dreamliner?
Airport or Shuttle's new luxury motor coaches surprise even seasoned travelers.
Have to admit, I'm kind of blown away here.
Loads of legroom, LED ceiling lighting, tiered theater seating, and three-point seat belts. Save on fuel and parking. Enjoy a quieter, more productive, and swanky cool ride to SeaTac Airport. Visit airporter.com. Airporter.com and ride today.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Friday afternoon. We go right back to the phones, and Rich in Ferndale's on the air. Hi, Rich.
How's it going, Joe?
You're doing well. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah, beautiful day, too. You were talking to Majid, and you were talking about revenge killing, or I want to say maybe it's called honor killing, if a family member is committing adultery, the extreme Muslim religion, you can kill the woman or something. I mean, I've heard of this before. I don't know if the whole religion is that way, but pretty hardcore stuff with extreme Muslims when it comes to infidelity and marriage. And and Majid was alluding to some of that, and I was like, oh, man, hope we don't get too deep into that.
Yeah, I think that's something we want to avoid. All right, yeah, exactly.
But OJ, you know, when that happened, it was pretty obvious he was guilty. And there was a poll on King 5, one of the shows this afternoon I saw. 96% of people believe O.J. did it. And that's probably pretty accurate. And then he writes a book, If I Did It. Like, that is just...
yeah.
That's pretty well admitting it, you know, 99% mm-hmm. of an admittance of doing it.
Yeah.
But he still got his justice, you know, stealing the memorabilia and then found... financially liable, which he never paid much of, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what he ever, paid
well,
to.
They said it was less than a third of what he was supposed to pay ever got paid.
And I suppose whatever he has left, in as far as an estate, those families will get the bulk of that, as I understand. But yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if the Goldman family will contest it and somehow try and get it. If there is a judgment from the past that he owes them money, then they might be able to get something from his estate now that he's dead. Who knows? But that was a case of you have enough money, you can get out of trouble. And I don't think it had anything to do with race. America, we didn't have wokeisms and stuff then. We didn't have daily news show talking about race like King 5. Every new newscast facing race, they go out of their way to find a story about race. It's just like, they want to keep this going forever because it's empowering certain people and enriching certain people. And it's like, we can't just be called by our name and be known by who we are and what we do. We have to be known by our race.
Well, I don't know I don't know how old you were and if you watched that trial and the coverage of it during that time, but race was front and center during that whole trial and the debate and the discussion over it. But I think it came down to the just the our legal system that offers. You know, I mean, a person has to be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and there was enough reasonable. And part of it, I think, you're right. I mean, he could afford some really, really good lawyers. Yeah, and he did. He had the perfect legal team against a prosecution team that seemed kind of bumbling.
Right, and they didn't have the budget that OJ did.
Yeah, certainly. And then and so they were able to exploit these aspects of the trial that were able to influence the jury enough that they deliberated for 4 hours. And
wasn't much.
Oh, exactly.
You'd think after he wrote that book, they could have somehow charged him with a similar charge. Because when you write a book about how you would have done it if you did it, I mean, that is so in your face to the legal system.
But it's double jeopardy. I mean, our legal system bars legal double jeopardy. If you're found to be innocent of a crime, then you can't be prosecuted a second time for that crime.
They found a way to indict Trump 80-something times for different things. So
I'm sure
if they wanted to be creative enough, they could figure it out.
Well, they're different things in his case. And, if he's found innocent of any of these charges, then the charge cannot be brought against him again.
Murder and conspiracy to commit murder. They could have got him on the conspiracy, or they could have tried. But he's just too much of a hot potato. They didn't want to mess with him anymore. And he was found financially liable anyway, so I guess they figured that was good enough.
I suppose, yeah.
But that was quite the show. People watched that.
It sure was.
Every day.
Yeah, exactly. Remember the Dancing Itos? Where was that? It was like was that the David Letterman show? I don't know. There's some the Dancing Itos kind of just jumped into my head. That remember the Judge Ito?
I don't remember that. I just remember the constant daily trial news.
Oh, yeah.
And him
it was
sitting
wall
there
to wall. Yeah.
And his facial expressions, he was always making wild facial expressions.
Yep, for sure. All right, Rich.
All right, have a good day.
You too, have a great weekend. Let's go real quick before we take a break. Jack in Bellevue. Hey, Jack.
Hello there, sir. Hey, quick on the OJ thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, they only identified half the markers on the DNA. That everybody, remember that was the introductory thing. And at the time, the DNA deal was only good enough to get half the markers.
Mm.
So the reasonable doubt could have been, what if it was his son who would have half the markers of OJ?
Yeah, I've heard the conspiracy theory that it could be that he was covering up for his son or covering for his son. You never know.
But, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you there? Did I lose you?
He did for a second. I didn't hear your reply. But anyhow, it's Friday. We need some good news, right?
Okay, sure.
All right. So good news for Michelle. Michelle, a friend of the family, came over, and basically she speaks just like you do on the whole thing, and she's 24. So there's hope for the future, the youth on the whole thing with regards to grooming and law and order and leaving kids alone. And, thank God, finally got some sunshine. Hopefully it'll last through the weekend.
Yeah.
My grass is about 2.5 feet tall.
I hear that. I finally got mine mowed last Wednesday, or last Sunday, rather. And, it was getting pretty shaggy. All right, Jack.
Do you use a gas or electric blower?
I still have a gas one.
Get the battery. It's nice and quiet. You can listen to people like you on the radio while you're doing it.
I believe it. All right. That'll be on my to-get list. Thanks, Jack. Have a great weekend, and we'll take a quick break and be back with more. It's KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464. We'll hear from Tim and Jim and you, hopefully.
If you're ready to jumpstart that kitchen remodel, upgrade your barbecue, or start sleeping better on a new bed, DeWarden Bodie is ready to help with their spring clearance on home appliances, barbecues, and mattresses. They've got some unbelievable offers for you this weekend. I'm talking savings up to 50% off retail prices you'll see at other stores. floor models and blemished items. They've got one-of-a-kind deals on closeout Weber barbecues, Traeger smokers, and Gosney pizza ovens, plus deep discounts on a huge selection of major home appliances. This spring, refresh and renew your sleep with a new mattress so you can wake up feeling ready to tackle your spring cleaning. With more than 40 mattresses on display at their Bellingham showroom, they'll help you find the perfect fit at the perfect price. Plus, get your new mattress delivered and set up for free on qualifying purchases. And start sleeping better tonight with no money down and no interest for up to 5 years. But hurry in. One-only spring clearance deals are only available while supplies last at DeWard & Bodie in Bellingham and Burlington.
If you've ever shopped those chains and big box stores for carpet and flooring, you know there's limited selection, and you'll wait weeks for delivery and installation. Discover the true difference at Carpet Liquidators. Our warehouses are full of brand-name carpet and flooring, including Mohawk Smart Strand Silk Forever Clean, and all in stock, on sale, and ready for immediate delivery and installation. Carpet Liquidators, locally owned and operated since 1988 with seven Western Washington locations.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhouse of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon, and Tim and Everson's on the line. Thanks for hanging on, Tim.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. Hey, I wanted to touch a little bit on, some of the news reporting, and I guess it's a question at the end of it because I don't know the right answer. But you guys have numerously reported on this track kid at Meridian.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you one thing. He nor his family will never be the same after this, regardless of the outcome. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that because it's been, I've heard it at least a half dozen times on your station. And, close to 30 years ago, my name was all over the radio station.
Hmm.
And I got convicted.
Okay.
For four felonies, none of them violent, a theft, and three forgeries. Now, my name was over and over and over again on the radio station. But yet, I went through three trials, and when the appeals court cited six different reasons why they overturned the case, there was never a peep. Not a peep.
Okay.
Out of any news. So I know, and the people that knew me, they were all behind me. Other people were like, I don't know. And I guess my question is I was, at that time, I was almost three times as age. Well, no, not quite that old. But this kid, with his name spread all over, And I don't know. Maybe he did it. I just don't know. And he is of legal age.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why you're reporting it. But I don't know, Joe.
Well,
journalism...
He is charged, and he, you know, it's an unusual case, and he is 18, so he is, like you said, he's of legal age. If he was a juvenile, we wouldn't report his name, but you know, it is a story that's newsworthy. As far as how these cases play out for us, we don't have the people power to follow each and every case that we report on and follow the progress. And especially once it gets beyond the trial phase and then there's a verdict, because we've reported that people have been acquitted or they've been convicted. And like you say, then you might go on into the appeals process and find and have your charges reversed or have them sent back for another trial. Those we don't always hear about, especially when the person that's involved doesn't have prominent in the community. But we've had people contact us and say, "Hey, my case was dismissed, or you have this story on your website, and we've changed it, or we've taken stories down if they aren't relevant anymore." And at that point, you know, that it's unfortunate. People are caught in that, and
but you can
doesn't mean that we don't report it from the get go. You know what
I'm not mad at you.
But let me just say though, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't report it to start with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you're going to put, like I said, I've heard this kid's name on the radio at least as much as mine was. And granted, his accusations are far more egregious than what mine were. But you can't flippantly say, well, if it goes back to the appeals court, you know, well, then how are we to know? I mean, I think if you're going to report on something that...
Okay, well...
I'm not saying you reported on it extensively, but it has been on the news a fair amount.
Well, and,
so,
this is a case that...
I'm not saying the kid is innocent. Kid is innocent.
We did the same thing with the assistant principals with the public schools.
And what has happened with the federal case? What's happened with the federal case?
That still hasn't been... I don't believe that that's been heard yet. So,
when is it coming up?
We'll check and see, but I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't answer that right now offhand, but the criminal charges or the legal charges were dropped. So, and we followed that case to its conclusion. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Tim, but I mean, we can't follow each and every case that we report on to the very conclusion. And we're not going to wait to report on a case and until there is an ultimate decision on it. I mean, the guy gets a person gets convicted. Do we wait until it goes through the appeals process and it's exhausted before we even report it?
Follow up.
Okay.
You should follow up.
Okay, Tim.
And that's my question, I guess, is where do you go and where do you stop? And do you stop when it is over, or do you say they have filed an appeal, or, you know, I don't know, Joe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, and you can, you know, once again, if we've reported on anybody's case and the outcome is different than what we've reported, give us a call. Let us know what the situation is, because we do want to be accurate and we don't want to damage anybody. And we know a lot of this stuff, and thanks, Tim, but we know a lot of these cases we report on are, you know, we're talking about the worst moments in a person's life, and we understand that. We're not trying to destroy people, believe it or not. But once again, you balance. Okay, someone commits a crime that is, especially in a case where it's, it is damaging another human being. And then, do we not report that, or do we not say the name? Or I, we go through these debates. We do discuss this stuff. But thanks, Tim. As I said, let's real quick, let's go to Jim in Bellingham. Hi, Jim. We lost Jim, but we got our friend Francis on the line up in the Southern Gulf Islands. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Joe. So here's my pick on the OJ thing.
Okay.
You know, I followed that really closely. I watched almost every day all of the things.
Uh-huh.
The blood that was found contained so much EDTA that it could not have been the blood that was on OJ's car, and I think the glove, but I'm not positive about the glove. It was not an amount that a person could take. It was more, they use it as a preservative, like for the coroners or, you know, it okay. isn't, it was way, way more than it would be naturally found in there. And, hey, so the glove didn't fit.
Well, yeah.
You know, no, and there's many, many more things that I could go into that I can't spin together all right now. I'd have to, you know, itemize it. There uh-huh. were so many things I wouldn't have convicted on that much. And mm-hmm. Furman, yeah. I think they should have investigated him. You know, he wasn't a stranger to Nicole. He had been called to their house other times.
I
and
think
he was
you're right,
kind
yeah.
of fixated on her. Mm-hmm. And so you can't, you know, really, if you follow, oh, one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the summation, when Marcia Clark was saying how their side was saying that he fought the boy that was killed with Nicole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were saying that he didn't try and fight back, and she was disputing that he had fought really hard. And the presentation that they did, it would have taken two people to do that, even two people as physically fit as OJ was supposed to be. But the
Who else, I guess, and it's obviously, that to just to ask a question,
cocaine.
You're saying...
No. Her best friend that was trying to get away from cocaine, she was a heavy coke freak, and yeah. she owed money. And the kids were in the house when this happened, and they don't believe that he did it. There were just too many ifs, you know, and people want... to find, you know, on superficial things that they don't even understand, convict someone. They want them to be guilty, especially rich people, famous people, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I would never have voted to convict him.
Well, and you obviously you're not alone there because the jury didn't take long at all to exonerate him.
Yeah, and when the jury, well, yes, and they were paying attention all day. But people that just, you know, heard little bits and pieces on the radio and TV.
Well, if you followed it to any degree, because I know what you're saying. I guess what you're saying about this chemical and this preservative that, okay, so that made it obvious that that all the blood and all that evidence was planted. The glove's not fitting. I mean, come on. I mean,
did you see him? Put it on, put it on.
Right. Of course he's going to struggle to put it on. And
No, it wasn't a struggle, Joe. It wasn't a struggle.
But he got it on his hand. And
halfway up his hand.
Have you ever had taken a glove, a leather glove that's been soaked in water and liquid, and then it dries out, and then you try to put it on, it shrinks. I mean,
well, that's true, but the ones that they were talking about there, they were very expensive gloves, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And those don't do that because they have a lining. They're made to absorb, that.
But there was video of him wearing video of him wearing the gloves, as he did his sideline reporting, and then
it was the shoes, not the gloves.
They had video of him wearing the gloves as he's reporting from the sideline, and then how would these conspirators be so prescient as to get that exact same glove? And soak it in blood.
When was he wearing these gloves film? Was it before or after the crime?
Oh, it was before, while he was still doing, reporting from football games, doing sideline reporting.
I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I did not see that particular part. But the thing that really convinced me, I thought that it was a bit weird, Furman's he was kind of fixated on Nicole, and she was a good-looking woman. I think Furman might have done it, okay? That's my take on it.
Oh, okay. All right, Francis.
So I'll leave it at that and let Jim come in and convert me to communism.
All right, Francis. We'll hear from Jim next, so he'll do his best. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later. You bet. Thanks for your call, and we'll take a quick break. Jim is standing by, and we'll get to him, and we'll have time for your call, too, here in just a moment. KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Whatcom Intergenerational High School is the only tuition-free public charter high school in Whatcom County available to Washington State residents.
They provide a unique learning experience where students co-create their classroom experience, enabling them to pursue their passions, think critically, and learn to solve real-world problems. Students participate in phenomenon-based learning with hands-on experiences like serving meals to the unhoused, raising salmon from eggs and releasing them, invasive plant removal and support for the Whatcom Humane Society.
They also include community elders, providing education, support, and a connection for students. Together, students and their elder allies are connecting and changing the world for the better.
Looking for an educational connection where students co-create their classroom experience with meaningful relationships and a sense of belonging? Find out what makes Whatcom Intergenerational High School uniquely different online at WIHS.school. Book your tour today. Space is limited. Enroll your student now.
Hello, folks. This is elder law attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
P&W Perks is heading to Ferndale's Cedars Restaurant Thursday at 8 a.m. It's mealtime and you're starving, so what'll it be? It'll be Cedars Restaurant, Ferndale's classic diner and lounge. Why? It's the warm, inviting aroma of home-cooked, scratch-made delicacies filling the air morning, noon, and night. It's the rich flavors that come from over 40 years of cooking with love. It's the temptation of a hearty meal with huge portions. Or the option to indulge in a refreshing cocktail during the next big game. It's the authentic taste of classic American diner cuisine served in the heart of Ferndale. It's the irresistible charm of homemade pies and dessert delights. It's Cedars Restaurant on Main Street. So pull up a chair. You're going to love being a part of the Cedars family. Check out the menu at cedarsferndale.com. Thursday at 8 a.m., you can get a $50 gift certificate to Cedars Restaurant in Ferndale for just $25. That's half off at Cedars Restaurant. Get in on the savings while supplies last at pnwperks.com.
Taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Now we go to Jim in Bellingham. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing all right. All right. All right. Well, have at it. You're going to convince Francis to become a communist.
Well, maybe not. There's socialism, which sounds a little softer. And then there's, as Michael Parenti says, social democracy, which is like Sweden had and Norway and Denmark. So that means you still have capitalism, but you have a strong public sector that takes care of there's detractions and positives about all of it, but that's just a thought. I would point out that my mom's house in Seattle, which I visit her in Seattle, she's 96 years old, and her father bought that for $5,000 in the 1930s when he was a surveyor up here in Bellingham. So we know that it costs $1 million right now, which shows you about the talk that I wanted to give on inflation. It's not a big deal or anything, but inflation eats away with everything, and then wages have to keep pace with it, and they tend not to, which is why we have multi-employed families, making that. So I wanted to get to something by John Kennedy. This is Gore Vidal. The Holy Family is the essay. So he was kind of friends with Jack Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, our 37th maybe?
Yeah,
but he says Joseph Kennedy was his dad who,
right, okay.
He made his money in the liquor business, but he said he drove his sons to win, 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 but never at any point did he pause to ask himself just what it was they were supposed to win. He taught them to regard life as a game of Monopoly, a family favorite. And so not until the second year of his administration did it become plain that Kennedy was not about to do much of anything, since his concern was so much with the appearance of things. He was at his worst when confronted with those issues where a moral commitment might have informed his political response, not only with passion, but with the shrewdness. So there was a little more to it than that. But
he's got issues with JFK. Okay, so what's the point here? I guess.
We get consumed with politicians rather than politics, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
Obama was the Hopi Changey guy, and he sold out to the big banks and the insurance companies the minute the recession hit, and it did no good for anyone. We're still living with the after effects of that.
Okay.
So.
Well, I have a feeling that if Gore Vidal and Michael Parenti and these guys were ever elected to these positions, that they would probably have to compromise their ideologies and compromise their
values. That's right. Well, you got it, nailed it right on the head, Joe. And in the Noam Chomsky, Gore Vidal, you can look it up on the internet. They had a wonderful discussion, and they said not without a movement first could they ever be elected, because Jay Parenti, the host, asked him that question point blank. He said, what would you do if you were to be elected president and secretary of the state? He said, it cannot happen unless there's a movement first that puts this up. Otherwise, we'd be beholden to the money powers that put the money up for us to be president.
Okay.
So,
well, we've got intractable factions in Congress now, and they don't get anything done because they refuse to compromise. And our system requires compromise. I mean, if you are in a position to dictate every policy and what it will be, then it's a dictatorship. It's not a republic. It's not, and it's certainly not a democracy. It's a dictatorship. If one person or one party, I think that's pretty apparent, determines every policy and how the country or whatever the entity is will function, it's a dictatorship. But anyway, thanks, Jim. Real quick, we can go to Jimmy over on San Juan Island. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Joe. Hey, I hope we can put this OJ thing to rest after this week. I hope everybody lays off it. But I wanted to call in yesterday, but.
Sure.
You know, one thing maybe people didn't know is that Johnny Cochran told OJ to stop taking his medication for his arthritis so his knuckles would swell.
Oh. Hmm.
And another thing is these latex gloves. You know, have you heard the expression we all have, fits like a glove?
Yeah.
Well, with his kind of money, those were probably very specialized, well-formed, well-fitting gloves. And unfortunately, I know what it's like to taste your own blood, and it's salty.
Uh-huh.
And those were probably not lined, and it wouldn't have stopped the leathers on the outside. It wouldn't have stopped their driving gloves, I'm sure, and it wouldn't have stopped the gloves from shrinking. And so you got the liner, the latex. As soon as I saw him put latex on, I thought, oh, that's sticky. That's an extra layer. And then I watched him struggle, and he did struggle, or pretend, it seemed like he splayed his fingers trying to put the gloves on.
I would agree that he did. He made a show of how difficult it was to put the glove on,
I'm having such a hard time getting these gloves on. I can't do it. It's not possible.
And the prosecution was pretty roundly criticized for even having him do that and open themselves up to that. But
well, if he didn't have the dream team, he would have been convicted, and it was just a tragedy of our legal system. And you know, it is what it is. But I hope I never have to hear his name again. I sure admire his talent when he was on the football field. Man, that has nothing to do with anybody's character.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. What he did was amazing. He was incredible. Yeah. The first running back to ever rush for 2,000 yards and on a very good team. I mean, the Buffalo Bills were no good when he played for him.
Well,
you know?
Sometimes that'll push you. Remember Steve Largent and how great he was. That's when the Seahawks were doing diddly squat.
Right. Yeah.
So sometimes that'll push a person, and it's too bad. You know, Nicole, she was beat a lot. As far as Majid, boy, did we learn something about Majid. She was beaten a lot, and her boyfriend was a big, strong guy and probably could have handled OJ because he was younger. But, you know, it's hard to fight. It's hard to go into a fist fight with a knife. She might have gravitated to him to protect her. You know, women do that. She needed protection from him. Hey, I'm sorry I went on.
No, that's all right, Jimmy. Good to hear from
all
you.
All right.
And like you say, we can put the OJ thing to rest maybe. But if anybody wants, still has thoughts on it on Monday, we'll hear from you. We'll take your call. All right. Well, you have a great weekend. And everyone have a great weekend. And we will be back Monday for more KGMI Connects and your thoughts, your opinions, and all that.